1400 K-Star is KSRR Provo, Utah Valley's station.
The following is a paid commercial program. Opinions expressed are the sole responsibility of the party expressing them.
Welcome to the Glenda the Good Nurse Show. I'm Dr. Glenda Christens, RN, and welcome. I hope you're having a great day. The purpose of this show is to just educate and entertain and have some fun and learn about alternative therapies. We know it's hard for families out there to decide how to take really good care of their families, so we're just going to learn about lots of different ways to stay healthy and be well. And we'll have different guests each week. And my first guest this week is Janae DeVica. Welcome, Janae.
Thank you.
Janae's a registered nurse, happens to be one of my former students. I am a nursing instructor. Right now I'm the director of nursing at Fortis College. And Janae was my student at BYU, and she was a great student. And she knows all about raw food, and that's what we're going to be talking to Janae about. But let me tell you a little bit more about Janae. She's got quite the bio here. Her main focus is in integrative healing practices. She has experience as an herbalist, a health and wellness coach, personal development and law of attraction coach, raw food and whole food chef extraordinaire, and that's the truth. I've tasted her food. She makes my day sometimes. She uses essential oils. She's a massage therapist, meridian tapping coach. Wow, this is going on and on, Janae. You rock. And you're also a doctoral student at the University of Arizona right now, just about to start.
Yes, I am.
So, Janae, tell us your story. Talk to us.
Well, it all started out when I was about 8 years old. And that's the first time I remember being sick. And I was just sick all the time. I had tonsillitis and allergies, and I felt terrible all the time. And as I grew up, it just got worse and worse. I felt worse all the time. And I had a lot of intestinal problems, like couldn't have bowel movements, and I was just in pain all the time. And so my mom started taking me to all sorts of doctors and natural therapists and naturopaths. And so we tried everything. We tried herbs. We tried diets. We tried every test and therapy you can possibly imagine. And nothing seemed to work. And by the time I was around in my 20s, it got to the point where the doctors were telling me I was going to have some surgeries to get my colon removed because wow. I was unable to have bowel movements. And I just felt like that wasn't the way I wanted to go. And so we tried more stuff. And I went to this clinic in Hawaii where they're supposed to put you on a nutrition therapy. And when I got there, it turns out I was eating better at home than they were feeding me at the nutrition therapy place in Hawaii. And so just my intuition told me that it was partially caused by diet. And so I kept searching for things that worked. Nothing really worked. Finally, I got really sick, and I was having kidney failure and liver failure, and I was in the hospital, and so they had to finally do the surgery. So I had my large intestines and part of my small intestines taken out, and a whole bunch of other little minor surgeries, and that kind of got me back among the land of the living. But they told me that because my large intestines was gone, that I couldn't eat any fiber, no raw vegetables, no fruits and vegetables, period, that I'd pretty much just have to live on meat and dairy and white bread.
Ooh, that doesn't sound good.
And because I'd eaten so healthy my whole life, like way healthier than most people, that just didn't seem like it was going to work out. But I did it because that's what the doctors told me to do. After 5 years of that, I was just feeling terrible. I was having all sorts of symptomatic problems. I was having heart palpitations. I had arthritis. I was just passing out all the time for no reason. Had kidney stones, gallstones, insomnia, migraines, you name it. I was a total mess. I couldn't work. I had to drop out of school. And I was just in the doctor's offices and laying in bed and sick all the time.
And how long ago was this, Janae?
This was probably 10 or 12 years ago.
Okay.
So it was a while ago.
Wow.
Anyway, so in my search, I found this institute in Montana that taught foot zonology, which is kind of like reflexology. So I decided to go there and see if I could learn the therapy and do it on myself and see if I could get some healing in my life. So I went there, and what I didn't know was it was very remote, out by Yellowstone, and it was 100 miles from the nearest gas station. There was nothing. And so I went there, and it was all room and board for 3 weeks straight. And so the only thing I could eat was what they offered, and they offered mostly a raw food vegan diet. And after 3 weeks of being there, I lost 30 pounds. And almost all of my symptoms, there's a couple that were still there, but almost all of my symptoms disappeared. Like the heart palpitations were gone, the shortness of breath was gone, the arthritis was gone, the migraines were gone. Everything just cleared up, and I felt better than I'd felt in years. And the whole time I was there, I'd been on fruits and vegetables and raw food the whole time.
Wow, and, 3 weeks.
It was intense, yeah. And so I got back, and I felt great, and then I went back to eating, you know, white bread and dairy and meat, and immediately, like within hours, my symptoms came flooding back. And that was when I realized the connection between what you eat and how your body feels. And so then I started researching, you know, what exactly it was, you know, through trial and error, and I took a lot of classes, you know, what is it that, what foods cause disease and what foods reverse disease, and how can you integrate all of that information into something that's livable that you can do every day. And I also realized that stress was a big part of my illness. And so I just studied diet and stress and how they relate to illness and health. And my friends and family and people that knew me just saw the big change in me. So, of course, they started asking a lot of questions, and that led to me starting to teach classes and spreading the good news to everyone else. And I'm happy to say it's been 10 or so years, and I feel awesome. I'm healthier than I've ever been in my life, and life is just getting better all the time.
Well, I got to say, Janae, you look great. I met you, what, 3 or 4 years ago when you were a nursing student, and I would never guess that you had those health problems. I would never. I mean, if you listeners could see her, she's happy, she's healthy, she's glowing. So makes me want to chew on a carrot myself. Darn, you can't believe what I had for lunch today. So that's quite the story. That is really quite the story. And I think a lot of us have stories like that, stories of illness and healing. Some of us just have stories of illness, unfortunately, but we're working on our healing. So tell me, Janae, what are the benefits of raw food?
Well, first, I think we need to define raw food. So raw food, from my point of view, is eating foods that are as close to their natural state as possible. I focus mostly on fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, sprouted grains, sprouted beans, unprocessed sweeteners. Some people go raw food in the direction of like raw dairy and some raw meat and eggs, but I stick mostly with the vegan raw food diet. The benefits of raw food is when you cook food or when you heat food up above 105 to 118 degrees, it destroys a lot of the phytochemicals that are in the food. It also destroys enzymes. Now, enzymes are just proteins, and proteins are heat sensitive. So once you heat up a protein to a certain level, it denatures it, and so the enzymes are deactivated. Also, a lot of your vitamins are, especially your antioxidants, are heat sensitive, like your vitamin C and vitamin E, etc. So when you heat those up, you're losing out on all that nutrition that's in your fruits and vegetables. So some of the other benefits of raw food diet is when you're eating a raw food diet, you're automatically like increasing the number of fruits and vegetables and healthy foods you eat. So just by nature of the diet, you're putting more of the fresh, healthy food into your diet. And along with the physical qualities of food, there's also energetic qualities of food. Spiritual traditions all throughout history teach that life begets life and death begets death. And so by eating live food, you are bringing life into your body, and you're making yourself more live and more vibrant. And when you're eating like dead, cooked, you know, overly processed food, that's also, you know, bringing deterioration to your cells. So it's there's a physical level and kind of an energetic level as well.
I never thought of that.
Yeah.
Eating dead food, and I guess, yeah, live is better for my live soul. And okay, now you're grossing me out. You're scaring me a little bit, Janae.
Well, one of the other things that's really beneficial about raw foods is our bodies are made up of 70% water, give or take.
Mm-hmm.
And when you eat raw foods, there's lots of living water in the raw fruits and the raw vegetables. Once you cook them, all that living water is gone. It's either evaporated out or the cell structure is broken and the water's gone. So if you want to maintain optimal health, you need to be eating foods that are around the same water content as your body. And once you cook the foods, that isn't happening anymore. But mm-hmm. when you eat them raw, you're getting good live water.
Good live water, too. So mm-hmm. live. Mm-hmm. Talk to me. I've read some research on raw foods, and it seems like most of the research is about the enzymes, just the stuff that I noticed. Mm-hmm. So what's the big deal about enzymes? I don't get that. I don't get it.
Okay. Well, enzymes are, enzymes are the part of the food, they're proteins that help you break down and digest your food. And so each food has different enzymes in it. So, for instance, if you want to digest carbohydrates, it's going to be an amylase-type enzyme, just as an example. Protease breaks down protein. Lipase breaks down fats. And so each food you eat is going to have certain enzymes within the food that are going to help break down that food into smaller components like sugars and amino acids. Now, if you're not breaking down your food properly, what's going to happen is it can't be broken down to small enough molecules where it can be utilized by your cells for cell function and regeneration of your cells. But second of all, it just kind of like sits there in your intestines and it doesn't do anything because it's not being used, and so it starts putrefying in your intestines.
Ew.
And that causes a lot of problems. Like, for instance, I just kind of want to back up a little bit.
Sure.
This is more when we're talking about the health of your intestines, it's more than just enzymes. We need to talk about your gut flora as well.
Well, let's do it then. Yeah.
Let's
gross everybody out. Go ahead.
It's really multidimensional. So friendly bacteria in your intestines protects your body from foreign invasion. So your alimentary canal from your mouth to your anus, that's where you have the most probability of foreign particles getting into your body. So 70 to 80% of your immune system is right there around your intestines, your alimentary canal. And what happens is you've got a lot of friendly bacteria that colonize inside your intestines, and it creates a protective barrier so that things inside your intestines don't get outside of your intestines and into your body. And so what happens is if you're eating a lot of denatured foods or foods that don't have enzymes in them, it really taxes your body. It taxes your liver. It taxes your pancreas. And your body can make enzymes, but only for so long. And then it kind of runs out of juice and it can't do it anymore. You really need enzymes in your food to support digestion. So what happens is if your liver and your pancreas are taxed and you're not getting those enzymes from your food, then your food putrefies in your intestines, and then that protective barrier of friendly flora, what happens is all that putrefied food, it kills off the friendly bacteria, and then it starts to damage the integrity of your intestinal lining, and then you get it's called leaky gut, where all those food particles, aka poo, kind of leaks out into your abdominal cavity, and that triggers massive immune response, because that's where all your immune cells are, is right around there. So that causes all sorts of things like allergic disorders and arthritis, eczema, asthma, even heart disease, that kind of stuff, when your intestinal lining is compromised. So really it's like I said, multidimensional, meaning like it's not just about the enzymes, it's about how your body works together with all the systems. So the enzymes are super important for helping you digest the food, so all that other stuff down the line doesn't happen.
Well, Janae, thanks so much. It's time for us to take a break. You're listening to Glenda the Good Nurse on K-Star 1400 AM, syndicated to Planetary Streams and Web Campus Worldwide and Shoutcast.com. We'll be right back.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, touching up fast. How many treats in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time. The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Yeah. everybody. This is Faith Hill for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. As a performer, I've had many wonderful moments to celebrate. So please, when you celebrate, designate. Please choose a designated driver. Music lives, and you should too.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the forest, near the side of the road.
No need for alarm, sir. The forest is where bears live.
But this was no ordinary bear.
No ordinary bear?
At 1 second, I'm having a smoke taken in the view. Next thing I know, I am face to face with Smokey Bear.
Let me guess, Smokey had a tip for you.
He did. He must have seen me toss my cigarette on the ground. He told me never to do that because it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
He's a smart bear. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
That's what Smokey said. I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous, and you're not.
Good point.
Get your Smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
License and registration.
But I'm walking.
Do you want to upset an officer of the law?
No, sir.
Good. I pulled you over today for littering.
I didn't litter.
Wow. That's what they all say. Unfortunately, I saw you drop a pair of thunder thighs a few blocks back. Probably happened as you were biting into that apple you're holding.
How'd you know they're my thunder thighs?
Well, my young friend, I'd like to say 2 years in the police academy helped figure it out. But between us, it was smallstep.gov.
Smallstep.gov?
Yep, Rooney. It's this site with tons of easy ways to lose weight. Some steps are so easy, people don't realize they're doing them. Like you taking small step number 83, snack on fruits. Go to smallstep.gov, you'll see. You can drive off now.
I'm still walking.
Take a small step to get healthy at smallstep.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
All right, we are back. This is Dr. Glenda Christians. You're listening to Glenda the Good Nurse on K-Star 1400 AM. I'm here talking to Janae DeVica, a raw food expert. If you have any questions about raw food lifestyle or any questions about raw food, feel free to call us at 801-224-1414. And Janae can probably answer just about any question, is what I'm noticing. Well, we were talking about flora in the gut and getting a little grossed out here, but I guess we all should know about what happens when we eat. And I was asking you, Janae, about enzymes. And what I heard you say is enzymes aren't the only story with raw food. And that's the feeling I got. It's like, okay, we just got to eat these things for enzymes to help me digest. So I do have another question about enzymes. So let's say I'm having a meal and it's got, okay, this is my lunch today. It had chili. Okay, I'm sorry. I ate chili. It had chili on a bed of fresh lettuce and a few other fresh veggies. So my question is, are those enzymes helping to digest that chili? Or is the chili sort of on its own and the enzymes in the lettuce just help to digest the enzymes in the lettuce?
Well, anytime you provide your body with natural enzymes from your food, it's going to help your digestion overall. So in traditional diets, it's really common for an appetizer or a preclude to a meal to be like bitter greens or some pungent herb like ginger or cayenne. And what that does is it gets your gastric acids stimulated, and it also stimulates enzyme production, your liver and your pancreas. And so just by eating raw foods with, or especially before you start eating cooked foods or processed foods, is going to help you digest them better.
Oh, that does answer my question. I always wondered about that. So I usually at work have some celery sticks, so I munch on them all day. So that's got to be good for me, right? Tell me yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yay. And then, Janae, do you eat 100% raw?
I don't. I have in the past. But right now I find that if I'm healthier if I balance it between whole foods and raw foods. So I try to stay away from processed foods altogether. But I find that if I eat like 75 to 90% raw and then the other is cooked whole foods, that works best for me. I know that there's a lot of people that go 100% raw and they stay that way for a while and it works great for them. But a lot of times at some point down the road, either, you know, a year to 20 years, their body just starts not liking 100% raw anymore and they need some sort of cooked food or more dense nutrition. So it totally depends. It's individual. Some people can do it for life. Some people can do it for a year. But I find that as a general rule, going 75 to 95% raw is what works for most people as far as promoting health and reversing disease.
Yeah. You know, I've heard that before, that 100% raw sometimes is a little difficult. I read an article that they were talking about how great raw food was and that it's not natural to cook our food because we're the only animals in the world. If I'm not convinced we're animals, but we're the only animals in the world that cook our food. So I told my husband that, and he said, well, that's dumb because other animals can't build a fire either. So it's just one of those things that I've heard raw food is say that it's natural because, you know, nobody cooks their food but us. So I think that's really natural. So, I mean that makes sense to me. So for just a regular person like me, how could I just start doing raw, more raw, kind of easily? Because, honestly, I am busy. You know, on the way here, like I said, I jumped into a hamburger shop, and I didn't order the hamburger, but I did order the yummy chili on the bed of lettuce. So I felt less guilt for just having the lettuce. So can you give us some hints on how to go easy, baby steps, every day?
Sure. First of all, I think you need to get clear about why you want to go raw. Like, for instance, you're asking me how much do I go raw? Like, for instance, people that have cancer and they're trying to reverse their cancer, they're going to have to go 100% raw and stay 100% raw until all of their cancer is gone and they're healed. But like you said, for just a normal person, the 75 to 95% is going to be what's going to work for you. Now, first thing you need to do is get educated. So most people, first of all, they don't know what they're putting into their mouth and they don't know what it's doing to their body. So getting educated about what you're eating and what it does to your body, I think, is the first step. And there's lots of resources for that. Like, you can just get online and, you know, look up David Wolf, or, you know, there's lots of health food and raw food gurus that have free stuff online, and just learning about food and your body helps as a first step. Also, the second thing you need to do is, like, try really hard to cut out the five food groups that are damaging your body. And so
what are those?
These things are...
Let's take notes on this. I'm writing this one down.
So I teach this in my Healthy Living series. There's five food... I used to call it five foods, but it's actually five food groups that damage your body and cause the disease process to happen a lot faster. So the first one is processed grains, and that includes, you know, wheat products like crackers, pasta, bread, that type of stuff.
Yeah, the stuff
and
we all grew up on.
White rice, yep.
Cereal.
Staples.
Boxed cereal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The second is sugars, which includes like high fructose corn syrup, sugar, artificial sweeteners like Splenda and NutraSweet.
The stuff we all grew up on.
The stuff we all grew up on. The third group is chemicals, and this includes stuff like MSG, food colorings, flavorings, preservatives, stimulants like caffeine, or depressants like alcohol.
Okay, yeah, a lot of us grew up on that.
Yep,
okay.
Yep. The fourth thing is hydrogenated fats, which includes hydrogenated oils, partially hydrogenated oils, and highly processed vegetable oils like your corn oil and your canola oils.
So what about butter?
Butter, it depends.
I love butter. I love butter, not margarine. So
yeah,
I
definitely
feel less
margarine's
guilt.
In the hydrogenated oil category.
Okay,
but butter, if it's organic butter, that has a lot of health properties to it.
Okay, I love it. Okay, go ahead. You're killing
and the
me.
The fifth category is common allergens that most people are having some kind of sensitivity or reaction to, but they don't know it. And those are dairy, wheat, soy, eggs, and fish. So first step is just realizing that those five food groups, that's what's causing people to be sick and all the chronic illness. We're talking diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia, all of those things are food-induced illness, and these are the foods that are inducing those illnesses. So just realize that and do what you can to get that out of your house, out of your diet, out of your life. And it's a process because, like you said, this is what people eat.
Yeah.
These are the staples that everyone grew up on.
And
these
American way.
This is what's available in the grocery store, you know. So you really got to get some training on, you know, what you can do to replace those things with healthy options. So that's what you shouldn't do. So what you should do is start adding more fresh produce into your diet. And you can start this one meal at a time. Now, when I started to go raw, I found that if I did a raw breakfast, that was super easy for me. Now, I'm a single parent, I'm a full-time student, and I work, and so I just don't have time to cook a lot of stuff. So I got turned on to green smoothies, and
oh,
that was
me
so
too.
Easy.
I love those.
It takes 5 minutes, and I got some, you know, paper cups with lids on them from Costco, and I just, like, make a smoothie and go, and I've got a meal. So a green smoothie consists of, you know, your choice of fruit, your choice of greens. You can use, like, spinach or kale or
spinach. I love spinach in a green smoothie because then I feel like, oh, look at me. I'm so smart. I'm drinking my spinach, and you can't even taste it.
Exactly.
I love that. Okay.
Exactly. Or romaine. Romaine works as well.
Ooh, that sounds terrible. But okay, I'll try.
You know,
it
actually has less of a taste than spinach.
Really?
So,
it sounds so lettucey.
You notice it a lot less than spinach. So that
I'll
works
try it.
As
okay.
well. So you have your fruit, your green, and then a protein. I usually use, like, maybe hemp seeds or almonds or flax seeds, something like that that gives, or maybe a little bit of avocado. And what that does is it fills you up. It's not just like fruit and greens, which is going to go through you real quick, and you're going to be hungry soon. So if you put some kind of fat or protein in there,
I never thought of
nuts or seeds or avocados, that really fills you up.
Oh, I'm going to try that because I could eat 3 green smoothies a day or drink them. I mean, because I get hungry a little bit later. So
yeah,
I'll try that.
So that's just really easy. So if you just want a 5-minute meal that's raw and healthy and it's going to keep you full and satisfied during the day, the green smoothies are amazing. And really, when people are doing cleanses, they do green smoothies 3 times a day, and that's what they live on for a couple of weeks while they're doing a cleanse. So you can get all your calories. You know, you can get your 1,500 to 2,000 calories per day just doing green smoothies.
Wow.
It, right?
They are yummy. And I got to tell you, I think small changes make a big difference. Several years ago, my husband, I think it was around the time I was having a baby, and we switched. It's the funniest thing. I went to the library and I just grabbed a book about whole grain living or something, and my husband and I just started replacing all of our white junk with whole grains, and we quit eating hamburger. And I'm telling you, my husband lost 30 pounds in, like, just a couple of weeks. And we felt so much better. And whenever and I felt great after having a baby. I had my last 2 babies at home. And I just felt great after having that last baby. And I really attribute it just to that small change in our diet. Drop the hamburger and only whole grains. It was amazing. It was truly amazing. And now, even now, so that was like 25 years ago. Oh, my gosh, my baby's 25. Mm-hmm. 25 years ago, even now, when I eat a hamburger, it doesn't taste as good to me. It just, I've lost the taste for it. So that's another thing to me anyway, is when I change my diet, at first I might go, ooh, romaine in a smoothie, yuck. But once I got the taste for it, it was almost like I craved good food.
Exactly.
And I don't like hamburgers anymore. And my husband still eats hot dogs, but I can't even, no way, no way on earth. So.
And, you know, bodies really hold on to equilibrium. So if you try to make this change all at once, like if you just, you know, if you're on the standard American diet today and tomorrow you try to go 100% raw,
forget it.
Your body and your mind are not going to like that. Your body wants to cling to the way it is and the equilibrium. So just doing, like you said, slow change, it's more sustainable, and then that's something you can maintain for a long period of time instead of getting discouraged because it's not working and then quitting. So
yeah, I think you're right. If I just say, okay, from now on I'm doing whole grains and just that, and then just, you know, until I get used to that, then start a new thing. I think that is really the key, Janae.
Exactly.
I really do.
And I heard something once, and I love it, and I totally incorporate this into my life. If you only make a 1% change per week, within a year you've made a 50% change, and within 2 years you've made a 100% change.
Oh, that's
easy. So, you know, anybody can make a 1% change in their diet per week. That is so easy. Like you said, change to whole grains,
yeah.
Or even do something smaller than that, and within 2 years you'll be totally a changed person.
Oh, I think that's right. Because, you know, when I had that salad, that chili salad, yum. Today I got a little packet of salad dressing, and I just chose not to eat it. So, and that was a small thing. But 10 years ago I would have just put that salad dressing all over that chili. So it's just a small thing, and honestly, I felt good about myself. I hate going to bed feeling guilty. Oh, and I'm just dumb that way. I go over what I ate throughout the day, and I'm like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have done that. And well, that's just a stupid way to live. But what I like to focus on. So tonight when I go to bed, for instance, what I'll focus on is, okay, I didn't eat that salad dressing, so I'll feel good when I go to bed tonight.
Bravo.
Thank you. So that'll be good. Now, we just have another minute to go before our break, but there are some downsides to eating raw. Not many, but because I have a PhD, I just have to look at research all the time now. And there is a research article out that says that people who eat raw, especially close to 100% raw, I think they were 90-95%, and I've shared this with you, Janae, they've got a much higher incidence of dental erosion. So dental erosion is sort of like, because when you have too much acid on your teeth, it starts to take off the enamel. So So we're going to talk about that after the break. So be thinking about that, Janae, about dental erosion and what you do and how your tooth health, how your dental health is because you've eaten raw. Because I think somebody eating raw does a lot of chewing, and I always thought it was really good for our mouth because you're crunching and things, and it's really good for you. But apparently it can hurt your teeth. So let's talk about that. When the break comes, or after the break. And again, if you have any questions for Janae, please don't hesitate to call 801-224-1414. So we'll take a break now, and we'll be right back. I'm Glenda Christians. You're listening to Glenda the Good Nurse on K-Star 1400 AM, syndicated to Planetary Streams, Web Campus Worldwide, and Shoutcast.com.
I knew I was stuck at this kid's house for the night. I decided to just go to sleep and get the night over with. But those guys came into the bedroom and got into a massive pillow fight. Let me tell you, it's not easy falling asleep when a sweaty little kid falls on you every 5 seconds. Even after the lights went out, Raleigh and his friends stayed up. A bunch of them snuck up on me to try and pull my hand in a bowl of warm water trick. Well, that was enough for me. I went downstairs to sleep in the basement, even though it was pitch black. I left my sleeping bag upstairs, and that was a mistake. It was freezing. I think it was probably the longest night of my life. When the sun came up this morning, I found out the reason it was so cold. I was sleeping right by the sliding glass door, and some fool had gone and left it open overnight. That really stunk, because if I knew there was a way to escape last night, I definitely would have taken it. To read more about the sleepover, check out Diary of a Wimpy Kid, The Last Straw by Jeff Kinney. Explore new worlds and check out more cool books at your local library. And visit read.gov, brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
Okay, I got it.
It's easy to take a day for granted. You and your family are connected by routine, and you stick to it. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if life as you know it has completely turned on its head? What if your day's routine is disrupted and you can't reach your family? Have you planned for that? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, it's up to you to be ready. Get a kit, make a plan, be informed today. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Ready.gov. This message brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
We are talking about our world today. Oh, and someone's on the line.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
Welcome, Jacqueline. How old are you? You sound so young.
I'm 8.
Oh, wow. I assume you're a student, right?
Yes, from Jefferson Elementary. And I have a question.
Sure. And what's your question?
We all know the Earth has 7 continents that currently carry 193 countries. Those continents make up 29% of the Earth's surface, meaning that the vast majority of our planet, 71%, is comprised of water. Taking into consideration man automatically adapts to environmental conditions, why is it that I need to take swimming lessons?
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
All right, and welcome back. I'm Dr. Glenda Christians talking to Janae DeVica here on Glenda the Good Nurse, K-Star 1400 AM. Welcome back. While we were gone on break, a listener did ask for you, Janae, to repeat those five bad guys you were talking about in our diet, those things that we need to avoid. So go ahead and repeat those bad boys.
Okay, the five bad guys that everyone eats but shouldn't. The first one is processed grains. The second one is sugars, which includes high fructose corn syrup, sugar, artificial sweeteners. And then chemicals, which includes MSG, colorings, flavorings, preservatives, stimulants such as caffeine, and depressants such as alcohol, hydrogenated fats and highly processed vegetable oils, and allergens, which are dairy, wheat, soy, eggs, and fish.
All right. Thanks, Janae. I appreciate that. And before the break, we were talking about dental erosions. I read an article that said that people who eat a lot of raw food have more dental erosion, which means their enamel has worn off their teeth due to the acid. It wasn't due to the sugar, the article said, but it was due to the acid in the fruit. And interestingly, these people were eating 20 pounds of fruit a week. And at first I went, 20 pounds of fruit a week? But I don't know, maybe that's not that much. But it just seems like a lot. So what do you do to protect your teeth? Have you had any problems or anybody you know had problems with their teeth?
On the contrary, I've had several friends who have been on 100% raw food diets, and their cavities and their dental erosions actually fill back in, and their teeth get healthier because their calcium content is higher, the calcium in their saliva is higher, and so it just, their teeth regenerate. But I can see where if someone's eating 20 pounds of fruit a week, and like if they're not practicing good dental hygiene, I can see how having that sugar on your teeth all the time during the day would erode. So, you know, there's things you can do like chewing gum. Xylitol gum is great because, like I mentioned before, you don't want to be eating any of those artificial sweeteners. So xylitol does not promote tooth decay. So that's one thing you can do, and that gets all the sugars off your teeth. Obviously, brushing your teeth more often. Something that most people don't think of is your saliva breaks down the sugars of foods in your mouth. So let's say you have, let's say you're eating fruit, and you just kind of like gulp it down and swallow it without chewing it a lot. What happens is your saliva doesn't have enough time to mix with the food and break it down, and so that leaves your teeth more vulnerable to the sugar particles. So if you're chewing your food more, if you're drinking like a smoothie, like swish it around in your mouth and really mix it up with your saliva, what that does is it breaks down the sugars and it makes them more digestible, and it actually helps your teeth as well. So just good oral hygiene, swish your mouth out with water after you're done eating, or brush your teeth, or chew some xylitol gum. I think it's just about good oral hygiene, yeah. Really not about the diet.
I think you may be right. And of course we read research articles, and sometimes exactly the research says this, but our own personal life says something different, which in some ways is what I'm all about here on Glenda the Good Nurse, because we're doing things that maybe the research doesn't support yet, or there's not a lot of research on it, but we know that in our lives we feel better. So you didn't have to research anything, Janae, to know that once you started your raw food diet, you start feeling better. So you don't really need any research to tell you to keep eating raw food. But I will say what you said about rinsing with water, chewing gum, brushing regularly is backed up. I talked to Dr. Robin Hyatt at Fortis College, the dental hygiene program chair, and she said exactly what you said, yeah. And that saliva really is important, and chewing gum increases saliva, and that helps rinse out the acid, if I understood her right. So you're absolutely right on board. So health isn't just about a body. It's about our dental health, our mental health, our spiritual health. It's really the whole thing. So eating raw foods is great, but we also have to take care of our teeth and everything else about our bodies, I think, or about our lives, really. And then Janae, let me just remind the callers, listeners, if you want to call in and ask Janae anything about raw food, it's call us at 801-224-1414. And Janae, you had another piece of research you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, there's a cool piece of research. Back in the 30s, there were some Swiss researchers that found that after a person eats cooked food or highly processed food, their blood responds immediately by increasing the number of white blood cells. Now, white blood cells are what your body sends out to fight off infections and foreign invaders. And, you know, when people ate raw or highly processed or cooked food, this is what happens. Their body launched this immune response with the white blood cells, and they call this digestive leukocytosis, and that just means when you eat cooked food, your white blood cell count goes up. They continued their research, and they found that when people ate the same foods but ate them in their raw, unadulterated form, they did not cause that reaction in the blood, and the body treated those foods as friendly foods instead of foreign invaders.
Fascinating.
Isn't that amazing?
It's fascinating because if it's causing leukocytosis, so that means an increase in white cells, that means your immune system's been triggered. And when our immune system's triggered, that can cause all kinds of things. So think about when you have the flu. Your white cells go up, it causes a fever to come up, and you feel terrible. You ache all over, and there's just this inflammation throughout, and we don't want that. Do you want that? I don't want that.
I don't want that.
Yeah, that doesn't feel good. It just doesn't feel good at all. So thanks for that. Let's talk about some other somewhat downsides that I've just heard of about raw food, just to make sure we cover everything. What about pesticides? It seems to me if I'm eating a lot of raw food, I'm maybe consuming a lot of pesticides.
Well, it depends on where you're getting your raw foods from. Most of the raw food community advocates organic, local, in-season produce, and that's not going to be treated with pesticides. When you get your pesticides, that's where your industrial farming comes in. And when you eat food that is produced industrially, that's you're going to get pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, all sorts of contamination in your food. So if you're going on a strictly raw food diet, you need to eat as much raw as you can. Now, keep in mind, however, that if you're eating animal products, the pesticide contamination in animal products is hundreds or thousands of times higher than it is in produce. So if you ate all of your produce non-organic, industrial produce, you're going to be getting less pesticides in a totally raw food diet than you would in just eating a little bit of animal products or industrial produce. So really the question is, you know, if you're so worried about pesticides, you need to be cutting back on your animal products. Yeah.
And that's because the animals are eating their own food, which has been sprayed with pesticides.
Are treated with pesticides because the industrial food production, so they're just in really unsanitary, unfriendly living environments, so they have to be fed antibiotics and pesticides and fungicides just to keep the animals alive.
Oh, okay.
And so, and plus it's all concentrated into the tissues of the animal.
Oh, you're grossing me out again. Okay. All right. Okay, let me ask you another gross out question.
Mm-hmm.
We hear a lot about raw food being contaminated. You know, there are strawberries from some state. I can't think of offhand. But lots of times when we go to the actual grocery store, spinach was contaminated recently, mm-hmm. with E. coli, I think it was. So does that not put me at higher risk for E. coli and foodborne illnesses if I go raw?
Okay, once again, those were industrially produced vegetables and fruits. And if I'm not mistaken, what had happened is there was an overflow from I don't want to gross you out again.
Anyway, it was
a pond with contaminants in it, and it overflowed and contaminated the produce. And so the produce wasn't contaminated just for no reason. There was a pond of animal poo that had overflowed, gotten into the produce, and that's what contaminated it. Now, if you're buying your produce like from a co-op or, you know, small local organic farm, you're not going to have those kinds of problems. There are things you can do to protect yourself, however. If you wash your fruits and vegetables with soap, like anything with the skin, so like apples and peppers and celery, anything like that, that you can use like a natural, like Dr. Bronner's type Castile soap, and you can just use a little bit of that soap, wash off your fruits and vegetables really good, and that'll take off most of the contaminants or all of the contaminants, so you don't need to worry about it. You can also, like for your leafy greens like lettuce and that type of stuff, you can get a bowl of cool water, put some raw apple cider vinegar in it, like a cup of raw apple cider vinegar to a couple gallons of water, and you soak your produce in that for 10 or 15 minutes, and what that does is the acid in the vinegar will neutralize any toxins that are on your food, and then you rinse it off and you're pretty safe. So either washing it off with a little bit of natural soap or soaking it in the vinegar solution will take care of almost or all of your contamination problems.
So it seems like even if I were eating raw, I might be more careful. and rinse things off better than when I just go to the grocery store and just eat what they have.
I think it's more important to be careful about where you purchase your food. You know what I mean? Like
yeah,
if you're
yeah. So where do you usually go?
I live in Utah, so Good Earth is, I get a lot of my stuff at Good Earth.
Yeah.
There's also some farmers markets and co-ops in Salt Lake that are great for getting raw local produce.
Okay. And I got to say, every Saturday, almost every Saturday, my husband and I go to the farmers market down in at Pioneer Park in Salt Lake City, and I feel pretty good about that produce. I really do. I mean, the farmers are right there, and it's local.
And
I think local.
And they take good care of their stuff. They really care about
it. They seem to love it. Yeah, there's a lot of love in, this sounds crazy, but there's a lot of love in the produce there. And I'd rather eat loved produce than, you know, than just stuff that's just mass-produced for profit. It's really a fun morning, too. My husband and I often go to the farmer's market, and we feel like we're getting the best food. We're having fun, good couple togetherness time. And so that's what we usually do, too. And usually, even there, we will ask them, when was it picked, where was it picked, so that we know really what we're getting. And most of it's really very local, which is, I think, much better for us. But we haven't gotten to the point where we're rinsing it yet, like you say. I'm just pretty lazy, so.
Well, and most of the time, it's not a problem, especially if you have a good, strong immune system. Your body's going to take care of that. You know, if you have good hydrochloric acid production in your stomach, you know, the second any toxins hit your stomach, the hydrochloric acid's going to wipe them out. You know, that's one of the functions of it. So if you've got a healthy immune system, good hydrochloric acid production, you really don't have to worry about it. The people that do have to worry about it are people with compromised immune systems, or if you're ill, or if you have, you know, stomach problems, then you might have to be a little bit more careful. But the average Joe is just not going to have to worry about it, unless there's mass contamination, like the spinach episode that happened, you know, with mass contamination, and then there's really nothing that could have been done about it.
Right, and I'm glad you said that, because sometimes, you know, it's easy to go what some people would consider overboard on stuff, you know, rinsing all my food and just eating organic and all that, and because some people do it from fear. Oh, no, I'm going to get sick if I don't do all these little steps. But I think you're right. I think especially once we arrive at good health and wellness, our immune systems can handle things, and that's what we have to remember. Our bodies were made to be healthy. We just got to give them a little kick and eat better and have a better lifestyle. And so I think that makes a really big difference.
And being on a raw food diet automatically improves your immune system by a lot. And so eating raw food improves your immune system, which also protects you against any pathogens that might be on the raw food. So it's an awesome cycle. You know, just keep eating the raw food, better immune system, better health, and then you can fight off anything that might be in there. And it's really rare when anything happens.
Really? So you've done just fine on it, is what I'm hearing
you say.
Yeah,
I've never had a problem.
Yeah, and you have friends that are.
I belong to a raw food community in Salt Lake, and nobody there has ever had a problem that I've heard of.
Really?
Yeah.
That's great. I'm getting hungry just talking. I'm getting hungry for good stuff, though. So let's see what else we can talk about here on raw food. We're heading for a break in just a minute. And I think what I'm going to ask you to do at the end of this break is give us some recipes. I got to tell you, well, you listeners, Janae, again, was one of my best students. I just loved her as a nursing student. And one reason is because she brought me good food to eat. And what is that you made me? Something like some chocolatey,
wonderful. It dreamy slice of heaven.
Dreamy slice of heaven. And it was chocolatey and yummy and no guilt at all. When I went to bed that night, I'm like, oh, I had a dreamy slice of heaven. And I had no guilt because it was all raw stuff. So is that the one we've posted on my website?
Yes, we posted that one.
Okay.
And there's two recipes that we posted. That one is pretty labor-intensive, and the other one's easy. So
okay, when we come back from the break, we'll tell you all about it. Thank you, and this is Glenda the Good Nurse on K-Star 1400 AM.
Welcome to the Maya Miguel Challenge. Meet Maya and the gang.
Oh, hi, I'm Maya.
Maya and her friends want you to get up and play, because it's always more fun to be active.
There's mountain biking, boating and fishing, mountain climbing and flunking. Let's get started.
Get ready to take the Maya and Miguel Challenge.
Let's see.
Just go to letsmove.gov and look for Maya and Miguel. You'll find tons of fun activities that'll help keep you healthy and active. We Activo. You can also check out healthy recipes to try with your family, play cool games, and get free downloads. So come hang out with Maya, Miguel, and the whole gang.
Go! Oh!
Remember, whether you play sports, run, dance, or jump in place, just get up and play at least an hour a day. And don't forget, eat healthy to be your best. Maya and Miguel will show you how at letsmove.gov. That's letsmove.gov. A message from the Ad Council and the Department of Health and Human Services.
Arr, ye mateys. Welcome to the ocean. I've sailed the seven seas 100 times and found something I like even more than me treasure. 'Tis the ocean, beautiful and clear. Right now, I be sailing over the Great Barrier Reef. It just shivers me timbers thinking of all the fish and coral below me. Wait, what's that floating by? The plastic bag! By Blackbeard's eye patch, that's disgusting. Why did you know that many of these things come from folks throwing them carelessly on the ground? It be true! Lend us a hand by always recycling and disposing of your trash properly. Boys, get the plank ready. Somebody's got to dive in and get that bag. Any volunteers? All right, fine. I'll do it myself. Cannonball! Find out what you can do to help keep the ocean healthy at keepoceansclean.org. Brought to you by the Keep Oceans Clean Alliance and the Ad Council.
Hello, car of teenagers. If you don't mind, I'm only going to broadcast this out of the speaker on the passenger side so we can talk without the driver listening in.
Okay, now that we're alone, we can talk about your friend's driving. It's okay, he can't hear us. Now, I'd never say this to his face, but he might be the worst driver in the history of the world. You should say something, something witty. Make a joke about the airbag or something. Hearses are funny, too. You could make a joke about hearses. I better say something to the driver real quick so he doesn't get suspicious that we're talking about him.
Still talking to the passenger. Not about you at all. Just going to be one more minute.
He is totally going to get you killed.
Find other interesting ways to speak up against reckless driving by visiting our website at speakuporelse.com. Because it doesn't matter what you say, just say something. Brought to you by the Ad Council and speakuporelse.com.
Okay, welcome back to the Glenda the Good Nurse Show. I'm Dr. Glenda Christians. We're on K-Star 1400 AM. This will be syndicated to Planetary Streams and Web Campus Worldwide and Shoutcast.com. We're talking today to Janae DeVica about raw food. Janae is a registered nurse, so you've got two nurses here talking to each other, which is wonderful. I'm having a great time. I hope you are. We were talking about recipes, so there'll be a couple of recipes on my site, GlendaTheGoodNurse.com, if you want to look at those recipes. But tell us about those recipes that are going to be on GlendaTheGoodNurse.com, Janae.
Well, you can also get the recipes on my website at CafeJanae.com, and that's CafeJanae.com.
Great.
And if you opt in, you can you just give me your email address, and I'll send you 13 awesome whole food, raw food recipes.
Great. That's CafeJanae, J-A-N-A-E, .com for free recipes. Yay.
So the recipes you're talking about that are on your website, one of them is that little slice of heaven. And it's kind of involved, so I'll just tell you what's awesome about it.
Everything.
A lot of people, when they start eating healthy, they're like, I cannot stop eating chocolate. I don't want to give up all the things I love. And the good news is with raw food, you don't have to. You can have the most delicious desserts you've ever tasted in your life.
Oh, yeah.
And you actually, once you taste raw food desserts made well, you'll never want to go back to regular ice cream and cake and pie and those kind of desserts again. Just because, first of all, they're so delicious. Second of all, when you get done eating them, you feel awesome. Like if I go eat ice cream from the store, when I'm done, I feel like crap. You know, I'm all phlegmy and I have a headache and I feel just kind of sluggish and like I need to go do 5,000 sit-ups to make up for it. Mm-hmm. When you eat raw food desserts, they're way tastier and you have no guilt. So, for instance, some of the ingredients in there is raw cacao powder. Now, raw cacao is just the cocoa bean ground up and pressed, and the cocoa butter comes, the oil that is pressed out of it is cocoa butter, and the protein that's left over is the cacao powder. Now,
I thought you said cow powder.
Oh, cacao.
Oh,
sorry,
cacao.
C-A-C-A-O,
okay.
Cacao powder.
I'm like, cow powder, yeah.
Okay. And anyway, so the difference between raw cacao powder and, let's say, your can of Hershey's powder that you're going to get at the store is it hasn't been alkalized, it hasn't been heat treated, it hasn't been chemically treated, and it's raw, so it has all your vitamins, minerals, phytonutrients, all the really great stuff in it that is destroyed during the processing of, like, your Hershey's chocolate, for instance. So when you eat that, it's a superfood, meaning it has more nutrition per calorie than, like, even broccoli or, you know, think of the healthiest vegetables you can eat. That raw cacao powder is a superfood, way healthier than, like, any meal you're going to eat. So by eating that, you're not only not damaging your body, but you are enhancing your immune system, you're getting all your minerals, you're getting vitamins, you're getting antioxidants galore, so it's just awesome for you.
Oh, and it, you made it into like a chiffon.
Yeah, so I used
cheesy cakey. Okay, go ahead.
Really delicious. yeah, I also used, like, instead of using dairy or cream base, I used raw cashews, and you soak those and you blend them up into a cream, and you add raw vanilla beans. You scrape out the vanilla beans, and those have lots of health properties as well. Also, we use raw local honey, and if you get raw local honey that has been processed properly, not just the kind you get off the grocery store shelf, but you got to get it the right kind, it helps with reducing seasonal allergies. It's great for healing cells and tissues. It's great for stomach problems.
I heard it's an anti-inflammatory.
It is an anti-inflammatory. Yeah. Plus, honey is also an antibiotic, antifungal, antiviral. It's also a superfood, which means it's really dense nutrition.
Wow.
And for the crust, we used almonds, like soaked sprouted almonds. And so once you sprout a seed or a grain or a bean, it magnifies the nutritional value of it by, you know, 10, 20, 100 times. So you're getting tons of nutrition out of these sprouted nuts and seeds that you're putting into your dessert. So when you get done, it tastes like, you know, dreamy chocolate, divine, I don't know, mousse pie. But you just feel awesome when you're done. And a lot of times we'll make these, in my house, we make these desserts. We make chocolate pie, and we make ice cream, and we make pudding. And that's what we have for breakfast. Because
why not?
We have it for breakfast, and if we're, you know, if we don't feel like eating, you know, a salad for dinner, we'll have ice cream for dinner. And truth be told, that, you know, ice cream or that pie is higher in nutritional density and a higher nutritional value than most of the healthiest meals people eat.
That's amazing. Now I know that was hard. That was kind of a complex recipe. It took some time. It took some money. But we've got another recipe that'll be on GlendaTheGoodNurse.com. Tell us about that one. That was easy.
This one's easy and super versatile. So out of the same recipe, you can either make ice cream, you can make chocolate fudge pops, you can make pudding, and I think there's something else you can make. I think you can make four different things out of it. I'm having a brain fart. but all it is your raw cacao powder and then coconut milk. So this isn't 100% raw because you're using canned coconut milk.
I love coconut milk. Love it.
But coconut milk is great for you. Cacao powder, coconut milk, local raw honey, or like a raw agave, some kind of natural sweetener, a little pinch of salt, and some vanilla. And I think that's it. And you put that in your blender, throw it in your ice cream maker. It takes seriously 5 minutes to blend it up, put it in your ice cream maker, and you have fresh ice cream that is just really, really good for you. If you soak some cashews and blend those in, it'll make it thicker, and you can make that into a pudding instead of an ice cream, and then you just put it in your fridge, let it chill for a little while, and you've got awesome chocolate pudding. If you like my daughter likes fudge sickles, and all of her friends, every time the ice cream man drives by, she wants to run out to the ice cream man. And
me too.
We don't do that at our house. So we have a freezer full of chocolate pops. So every time the ice cream man drives by, she gets a fudge pop out of the freezer. And really, they taste a lot better than the ice cream man stuff anyway.
Well, I'm not surprised. I've had your stuff, and I love it all. So we just got a few minutes left, Janae. Let's go back again one more time to any more downsides of raw food eating. A lot of times I want to say raw food cooking, but it's raw food eating or raw food lifestyle. Any more downsides you want to tell us about?
I always tease and say the downsides are better skin, effortless weight loss, more energy, better elimination.
That's the downside.
Decreased risk of disease.
No downside.
Those are the downsides of eating more raw. But really, when you're making the transition, if you've been on the standard American diet for a long time, eating, you know, pizza and processed foods and all sorts of crap like that, your body and your flora is accustomed to that way of eating and digesting that type of food. So when you start going raw, I remember I went with our nursing class to a raw food event.
I remember that too.
And a couple people got sick and they threw up and they're like, oh my gosh, we must have food poisoning. And, or, And what probably happened is their bodies just were not used to eating that amount of fiber and that kind of food, and so they're having some kind of cleansing crisis.
Oh, yeah. That was that raw... what's that green stuff? That
wheatgrass juice.
Oh, yeah, a couple of them.
So your body will have cleansing crisis during, you know, like when you're doing the transition. So that's another important reason, just to do it nice and slow. So you're not...
Okay.
So give your body time to acclimate to a new type of food and a new type of digestion.
Okay. Thank you so much, Janae. Now tell us again where your website's at, so if anybody wants to get a hold of you as we wrap the show up. So go ahead.
Yeah, it's www.cafejanae.com, and that's CafeJanae.com. And the site's under construction right now, so what you can do is just give me your email address. I'll send you the free recipe book, and then we'll give you updates when the website is up and running full speed ahead.
Wonderful.
And again, it's cafejanae.com.
And you're gonna have a raw food show that you're
gonna do. Yes, and actually I'm launching my new cooking show probably next week. I have my first 10 cooking shows. I'm hosting a Whole Foods and Raw Foods cooking show. So look for that on my YouTube channel, which is Cafe Janae.
Fabulous. Thanks so much, Janae. I've just learned so much. This is Dr. Glenda Christians, Glenda the Good Nurse, on K-Star 1400 AM, syndicated to Planetary Streams, Web Campus Worldwide, and Shoutcast.com. Join us next week. Thanks.
The preceding was a paid commercial program. Opinions expressed are the sole responsibility of the party expressing them.
1400 K-Star is KSRR Provo.